Hi, welcome to another episode of the D Insider podcast. My name is Sohail Ahmed, your host. And in today's podcast, I'd like to talk about the state of the ICO market. Because last month in September, according to CoinSchedule, we actually had one of the lowest number of ICOs to date at 54 ICOs. And although the amount of funding that was raised, just under $1.7 billion, seems to be impressive, five ICOs accounted for more than 80% of the raise. And this is coming off a peak of 141 ICOs back in May of this year. So, you know, the first half, we still continue to see relatively good ICOs account as well as funding with the Telegram and a few other massive ICOs. But since then, you know, the number of ICOs has been precipitously dropping, as well as the amount of funding that is being raised has been dropping as well. So, and even, you know, the September raise was overshadowed by RubyX, which was a cryptocurrency exchange. The ICO raised just under $1.2 billion. So that ICO in itself accounted for almost 70% of the total raise. So, you know, when you look at all these big numbers that are being thrown out in terms of the amount of money that these ICOs have received, you know, do take that into account, the, you know, these kind of mega ICOs, which skew the total number. So where does that leave the ICO market? Is the easy money over? You know, are investors still able to participate and, you know, be able to get 10x or 100x returns on their ICO investments? No, that market is over. Are companies able to raise money as they were earlier in the year? No, they're not. And there's several reasons for this, but the key element is that the quality of ICOs that I'm seeing right now and the type of projects that are coming into the marketplace are becoming of a much higher quality, which is good. So essentially, the ICO market is maturing. And the Wild Wild West, which was, you know, the basically from summer of last year to, let's say, June of this year, has now finally been subdued, and we are getting the investors are becoming a lot more aware. The investors are, you know, starting to see the scams much more quickly, and the companies that are wanting to do ICOs are not able to just throw together a 10, 12, or 20 page white paper and be able to just go to the market and raise capital, you know, or to be able to put up a list of, you know, some fancy names or ICO advisors and be able to raise capital on, you know, on their merit. People are actually paying attention to, you know, the metrics, the tokenomics, you know, how will these tokens, because still most of these ICOs are still trying to you use a utility token model to be able to raise capital and try to avoid or circumvent securities regulation. And that is difficult. You know, you've got to be able to demonstrate, you know, much better way that the utility or the use of the token is essential to the success of the blockchain platform. Because many of these projects are still not able to demonstrate the product market fit. You know, in conventional funding or in conventional product development, that's one of the key elements that it takes time. You know, you won't necessarily know that until you've actually put the product into the marketplace. And furthermore, you know, the decline and the continued decline in cryptocurrency prices, such as, Bitcoin has been relatively stable at the $6,000 mark. Ethereum, as of today, is still sitting just below $200. And Ether, you know, Ripple had a yo-yo, you know, it rallied and then it pulled back 50%, and I was sitting at about 41 cents. So, you know, anybody that invested in cryptocurrencies, let's say over the past 6 months, has not really made any money. And a lot of people that actually invested in ICOs using Ethereum, you know, haven't really made any money either, because most of these ICOs have, you know, opened if they were lucky enough to get listed on an exchange. Because according to, I think ICO list or one of these rating reports that I came across said that in the first half of 2018, only 7% of the ICOs were able to successfully list on one of the major cryptocurrency exchanges. So that's pretty low. So a lot of people, a lot of investors are sitting on coin, which is referred to, excuse my language, shit coins, that are not worth anything. They have no trading. They are not able to trade them because they don't have the listing. There's no platform on which they can actually use the coin. So, you know, they were raised purely on the premise that, you know, a platform will be created, which could take 6, 12, 18, 24 months to build, at which time there may be some utility for the token. But because most of these ICO investors have been invested with the perceived gain or as a investment purpose, you know, they're not necessarily looking at using these tokens on the platform. They're looking for a flip or a way to realize a capital gain or an investment gain on these tokens. And that is becoming more and more difficult. You know, the investors, the ICO investors, you know, the quick money, the quick gains, the 10x returns in a couple of months, you know, those days are gone. And so now you have to look at these as you would look at any venture project or any venture company, and you may be able to get liquidity sooner or you may not. And I think what's come out of this ICO route is that, you know, you're going to see better quality of ICOs. You're going to see ICOs that are clearly security tokens, and they are, you know, coming under regulation, and they're providing some access to a real asset or some form of asset. So, you know, that will help create some price stability. And that's leading to a new form of coin called stable coins, you know, which are, you know, linked to some asset and can provide some yield or some relative stability and can be linked to an underlying asset. So that way, you know, it's not purely a bet on the success of the blockchain platform, you know, that you're buying the tokens for. So I hope that gives you a little bit of a background in terms of what's been happening in the ICO space, what my thoughts are in terms of where ICOs are heading. Again, it's going to be, I think, a difficult market. I think we're going to see the number of ICOs continue to decline, and we will be able to hopefully see better security tokens that come into the marketplace, some stable coins, some asset-backed coins that will be actually legitimate investment vehicles for investors that want to access particular assets, and they can actually transfer value across borders with little transaction costs. So with that, I wish you a wonderful weekend, and God bless, and look forward to speaking to you soon.